There are, you know, new pharmaceuticals that come from the deep ocean. Those molecules are also increasing interest to industry. So essentially, at a time when everyone complains about lack of employment, the world economic crisis, the world ocean remains absolutely crucial from that perspective, and obviously also from a geopolitical and security perspective. And yet, it's a very large area, and we are still sort of lagging behind when it comes to the scientific underpinnings of what we know about the oceans.
You say that from your new report, which looks at the state of global science on the oceans, it's monopolised by the northern industrialised countries. Why might that be a potentially dangerous thing for other nations?
So I would say that science is normally perceived as independent and neutral, which is the case. But at the same time, the implications of scientific knowledge are not that innocent. And obviously, being concentrated largely in the north, well, then science and scientific knowledge becomes an important tool to pursue economic development and, in some cases, even hegemony. So I would say that the risk here is that without not only proper ocean science investments in the south, but also proper collaborations between the north and the south, the knowledge gap may increase even further. There is a need for proper investments, and I would say also for technology transfer. So it's about international scientific collaboration, promoting the participation of developing country scientists in international cruises, training.
And certainly UNESCO is calling on member states to collaborate more, and certainly you did mention these small island nations. I was just wondering how much their voice is being heard, given the expense of oceanography and ocean research. What chance of them playing a greater role in getting their voices heard? I suppose how much does human rights play a role in the science that's happening now?
The Intergovernmental Oceanographic Commission of UNESCO is an intergovernmental body, and therefore science discussions take place in an intergovernmental context. When it comes to small island developing states, for example, there will be a major conference on sea level rise in New York, hosted by Columbia University, co-organized by the IOC, the Intergovernmental Oceanographic Commission, and the World Climate Research Program. And there, the idea is to really use the best available science to essentially raise political, not only awareness, but also action. Being the IOC hosted by UNESCO and therefore the UN, all member states have the same voice. And the IOC does provide a platform for small island developing states to really voice their concerns.